You know, while you're praising and worshiping the Lord, there's that place that you come to, and again, we call it the crossover. If you've never reached that place, I'm sorry for you. Because when you reach that place, all of a sudden, out of your mouth says, "Thank you for coming. I love when you come." That's all I can say to him. I love when you come. And when he comes, everything melts. When you cross over to that place, it's no longer you. Everything's gone. And there's such a refreshing and a renewing, like you just drink a cup of coffee. Except for it's better, it's double shot. Your worship turns into an expression of love. You're not just worshiping anymore. You're loving. There's that place of intimacy where you're loving him. You want to show him how much you love him and how much you're grateful. And it's not what he's done or what he's doing or going to do. It's got, or what, it has nothing to do with it. It's all of a sudden, it's his presence. And man, when his presence comes, the only thing you can say is, "I love when you come. I love your presence." See, there's the reality that changes everything, because everything that we desire has nothing compared to his presence. When his presence comes, every desire is fulfilled. Everything is fulfilled right then and there. Everything. You know, you may be thinking about all these things you need to do, had to do, should have done, and wanted to do it. They're gone. They're gone. Oh, everybody, you needed to forgive and this and that, whatever. It's gone. Everyone that's hurt you and whatever, it's gone. Everything goes in the presence of the Lord. Everything. Sickness, disease goes in the presence of the Lord. Deafness, dumbness, demons run from the presence of God. Addiction runs, because it's nothing but a demon, from the presence of God. The whole thing is this. Crossing over into that presence. When you know it, you know it. There isn't anything, nothing that can change. And you just want to weep for joy. You just melt. You're gone. You're making history. Another moment of history. Amen? Praise God. So I encourage you to, when you worship, turn your praise, when you get to, from praise to worship, turn that worship into intimate love. I love you. This is how you're telling them, I love you. You're speaking those words as, I love you. Don't get distracted. Turn to 1 John chapter 3, please. Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us. Come on, say it with me. The world does not know me. It doesn't know. They don't know us. See, they only know who you were, but they don't know who you are. Does everybody get it? They knew who you were, but they do not know who you are. Because the world doesn't know God. Oh, they may say they know God. There's all kinds of religions out there. There's all kinds of false Christians out there. But they really don't know God. Beloved, verse 3. Now we are children of God, and it has not been yet been revealed what we shall be. You know, we don't have to know what we're going to be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. What more do you want? For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. See, the inhabitants of the world system do not know us because they don't know him. We are not of the world anymore. Our identity is clear because it's not from the world. Our identity no longer associates or is connected to the world. And it is going to be complete. Our completion of our true identity awaits us. You know, we struggle with our identity because the enemy attacks us every day on our identity. He's always trying to alter our identity, who we are. Or, you know, because we hear all kinds of people begin to compromise their identity in the area. Well, I want to be a good husband. Or I want to be a good father. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not your identity. I'm a good worker. I'm this, I'm that. That's not your identity. I can do these good. I can. That's not your identity. Your identity is in Christ. That's our identity. See, that's why the world can't get there. They don't know that. And they're not going to get there until they come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? And it purifies us. Those that have this promise of hope bring a purification process. Verse 4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that Jesus was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Wow. So Jesus was manifested in this reality to destroy satanic influence and remove corruptible seeds from us so that you and I can have the character of Christ. Something must first die before it can live. Verse 6, whoever abides in him does not sin. That word abide also means live and walk. It means what? Live and walk. Whoever sins has neither seen him or known him. Verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, and for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, came into this physical realm, in this reality, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Wow. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake, but you no longer desire to sin. Amen? Why? Because now we abide in him. And that means, abide means to what? Walk in him. You and I, watch this. Verse 10. This is powerful. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is a message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, who murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death, walks in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Again, to abide is to walk in him. We are passing from death to life, or what we call life eternal. Amen? While the world lives the life of death and dies in it. I'm going to say it again so you grab it. The world lives the life of death and dies in it. But we don't. Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape, for they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And we're seeing that now, where everything is being shaken. I mean, it's just incredible. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. The removal of those things that are being shaken. They're being removed. In other words, they're being exposed. as things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Be remain. Now, what's he talking about shaking? He's talking about being shaken. Those who are unstable. These things are being shaken. People are being shaken because of the attack of the enemy. Being shaken with deception and delusion, confusion. They're being shaken by events in the world. Watching their governments. Those are dependent on their government. Some people are still dependent on the government. Through the media of fear. Shaken means fear also. They're afraid. Why? Because they're of the world. They live in fear. Verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Shake to awake. We know that, right? Well, so God is shaken to awaken people. Amen? But there's another part to this. It's called awake to walk. Because if you ain't awake, you ain't walking. Does everybody get it? That's today's title, awake to walk. Romans 13, verse 8, please. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there are any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing that the time that now is high time to what? Awake out of what? Sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Love is fulfillment of the law. The world loves hate. Now think about that. The world loves hate. It's high time to stay awake. Walk properly by abiding in him and put on Christ. We must be awake to walk. Amen. What does walk also mean? Abide. Abide. You know anybody who's sleepwalking? Many. I'm telling you, they're sleepwalking. You know, when a person sleepwalks, they're not making choices. Something is controlling them. So the world is in a state of sleepwalking. Why? Because they're being controlled by demonic influences. That's why when you awake, you're no longer controlled by them. But some people are still half asleep. You know what I'm saying? They're not fully awakened yet. And this is what God is trying to do. That's why he's extending everything to get people awake. Or this would have been over with by now. But there's too many people still sleepwalking and half asleep. 1 Corinthians 15, please. Verse 33. Do not be what? Deceived. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And let me tell you, that's why people are still asleep. That's why they're half asleep. Or they haven't been awakened yet because they're caught up in that deception. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to what? Righteousness. And do not sin or fellowship with sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Wow. To their shame. awake to the righteousness of Christ and live. But see, remember, the world lives in hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, and fear. That's how the world lives. As they sleepwalk, controlled by demons. I think one of those names was Karen now. Did you ever see the Karen attacks? She got a Karen. Dudes have Karens, too. They call them Karens. It's a Karen demon, you know. It's not a person. It's a Karen demon. They freak out. They react like nuclear explosions. There's no response in them at all. Do you ever share something with someone and they react all the time? Any, you know, these individuals that are anti-Christ spirits and have demons in them, you mention Christ or Jesus, they react. They can't respond to it. They just can't. They react. The demon comes up to the front. Whoop! Hello. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience that are asleep. They're walking dead. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind or thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were idiots and dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ and granted us an access of salvation. For by his plan you've been saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, but it does take cooperation. Lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are from children of wrath to blessed children of Christ. We've been awakened to walk in his works of righteousness. What a blessing that is. Never lose sight where you came from. Never lose sight. I mean, don't ponder on it all day long and fall into oppression. But, you know, never lose sight what God has done for you. Even the things he hasn't done yet. Don't be discouraged because he hasn't done them yet. Be grateful what you have. Amen. Don't look at what you don't have. And that's where people go to all the time. They're always looking at, well, look at, and they try to compare themselves to other people. Man, that's why it's called a personal relationship with Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore what? Now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. That means they're sleepwalking. Amen? But according to the Spirit, that means they're awake. So if they're awake, they can walk. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in his flesh. That the righteous requirement, see, there is a requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh or are sleepwalking, being controlled by demonic forces. But we walk according to the Spirit because we are awake. For those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds or their thoughts on the things of the flesh, of the world. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So there are many sleepwalkers. Walking dead. I mean, they're doing movies about them. They're called zombies. And they're not going to make it home unless they awake. So it's our responsibility to awaken them. Amen? Remember, we have a ministry of reconciliation and restoration. That's what we're called to do. Glory. Sleepwalkers in the flesh awake to. We need to awaken to walk in the Spirit. Again, there is a requirement. You must be awakened to walk. Amen? Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many as of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of this life, in an awakened life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, our old man, the life of self, the flesh, the self of flesh, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion. For death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Why? He's awakened. Everybody's awake. Those who are awake live for God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but you are under God's plan. God's plan, which has protection. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Walk in the new creation of Christ, the new life from above, maintaining our identity in Christ by denying yourself, the self of the flesh spirit, that tries to put you back to sleep. Maintain awakeness and alertness. Maintain awakeness and alertness. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. That takes relationship. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. See, this shaking is exposing. And there are things that God is shaking in our lives after we've been awakened. Our shaking doesn't stop. God's always exposing our enemies. Remember? Look, your trials and tribulations are shakings. Two things he exposes. Things that are unclean in you. It could be a bad habit. It could be something displeasing to God. And your enemy. Those are the two things he exposes. Why? So you can get rid of them. Amen? So you get rid of them. Verse 14, therefore he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because of what? The days are what? Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't get drunk. Don't get caught up in drugs and alcohol. Don't get caught up in pornography. Don't get caught up in the things of the world. Hello? Don't get caught up. Love of money, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Don't get caught up in them. Don't get caught up in fear. And don't get caught up in oppression. Woes is measies. Amen? Compare yourself to the character of Christ. Amen? Don't compare yourself to nobody else. 1 Thess 4, verse 1, please. Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk, hello, and please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, in other words, your separation from the world. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. In other words, you should know how to keep yourself separated from the world and its influence. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has also given us the Holy Spirit. So if you reject these things, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen? We are to know how to walk and to please God. You must be awake to walk. Amen? But again, even there's areas in our life where we were awakened to, and then the enemy puts us back to sleep in those things. So some people are still partially awake. Some people are still sleepwalking in some of the things. Some people, look how many backsliders there are. Well, they're sleepwalking now, aren't they? And they've compromised, because those places of compromise is a place where the enemy puts someone to sleep. You know, there's so many people that have gone back to drugs and alcohol or compromise. Well, we only drink on weekends now. Well, what happened about 10 years ago, where you were set apart, sanctified unto the Lord, serving Him, worshiping, honoring Him, being a witness and sign and wonder, now you're doing this? Eventually, they're going to fall into a place of sleepwalking if they don't turn around and wake. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Are we there? You betcha. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables, meaning they will fall asleep again in those areas. They will become sleepwalkers. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. Itching ears to sleep. Chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days, are we in the last days? Perilous times are here. For men will be lovers of what? Themselves. That means they're asleep. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, what? Turn away. For these that are sort of those who creep into households and ministries and businesses and make captives of gullible women and men and load them down with sins, always leading them away with various lusts or desires. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because most of them have never crossed over. Now, as Jannes and Jabez resisted Moses, so that these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds and thoughts disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So don't grumble. Complain, because things are happening. What's God doing? Exposing your enemies and your corruptible stuff. He could be exposing your idols. Amen? But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue into the things which you have learned and been assured, knowing from the things that you have learned, and that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work and can't be deceived. I'm going to close at Galatians 5, verse 16. I say then, walk. Hello. What's walk mean? Abide. In the Spirit. Well, can you abide in the Spirit if you're not awake? No. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, which is to what? I'm going to try and put you to sleep. See, he's trying to always give you a sleeping pill. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so you do not do the things that you desire or wish. But if you are led by the Spirit of God, you're not under the law. Now, let's just look at this for a second. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. These are people that are asleep. They're sleepwalking. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and anything that's like it, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because they're zombies. They're sleepwalking. Amen? That means they're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Those people cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That means they're not awake. Amen? So we must be awake to walk. Don't let the enemy put you to sleep. Unforgiveness, bitterness, outbursts of wrath. Those are areas of a person's life that's still asleep. Amen? You may be awake in some areas, but not awake in all. So you're not fully awake. When you're fully awake, you walk in love. You walk in love. Amen? If you're not fully awake, you're not going to walk in love. And then you can't receive a full reward either. So deny yourself. That's what he says. And stay awake. Because if you can't, you're going to fall asleep. And you will miss opportunities from God. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. Seal your word today, Lord. Seal the seeds with the anointing and the blood of Jesus that they may grow and bear fruit for your glory as you prepare our hearts for communion in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.